Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics Podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this week we are so excited to bring you our interview with rising senior elite, Kalise Wolford. Kalise caught our attention last year at the 2022 US Classic, which was her first major elite competition, and she has only continued to improve. She joins us this week to talk about upgrades she hopes to compete, college recruiting, her goals for 2024 and beyond, and so much more. So please welcome to the show, Kalise Wolford. We wanted to go back to the very beginning and I guess just tell us how you got started in gymnastics.
Well, all I remember is seeing Gabby in the 2012 Olympics. And right from there, I knew that I wanted to do gymnastics and be just like her and, you know, follow that Olympic path.
Yeah. The 2012 Olympics is one of my favorite Olympics. It's a go-to. It's one of my favorites. So at what point did you realize that you wanted to be an elite gymnast? And then at what point did you kind of like realistically start to go down that path?
I feel like I really started wanting to do elite about 11, but I didn't actually get to start down the elite path until last year when I moved to Buckeye.
What prompted the switch to Buckeye? What was kind of like your main motivating factor in making that switch?
Well, I felt as if I needed just a change in environment and, you know, different coaching style, but I'm still very appreciative of my previous gyms and my coaches and all they've done for me.
Yeah. Preparing for this interview, we listened to some of the other interviews that you've done before, and something that you had mentioned was having a coach that didn't believe in your potential to actually reach the elite level. So I guess thinking back on that, was that a motivating factor for you to not only prove to yourself that you could do it, but to prove to maybe some of your doubters that you could do it? Or did that hurt your confidence at the time?
Well, I feel like I wanted to prove that I could do it because, you know, my family and everything, we moved all the way to Ohio, you know. But I also feel like for a little bit, my confidence was a little shot, but I didn't want that to like crush my dreams of, you know, the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Looking back at where you've started and where you are now, obviously you're at the senior elite level now. How does it feel to look back and see the growth that you've had?
It feels kind of surreal. Like last year, if you would have told me like this is where I was going to be, I probably wouldn't have believed you because I was barely making it through like a level 10 routine. Like I had none of my passes on the floor and stuff like that. So now that I'm doing senior elite, it's just crazy that I've like qualified and got to classics and stuff like that.
Yeah. What was your path to elite like? Did you do like level 10 at all or did you go like straight to elite?
So when I moved to Buckeye, I did level 10 again and we went to nationals, but we also did some elite qualifiers. So I qualified at the last qualifier of Parkett. So I was like this close.
Yeah. Pressure was on, but you nailed it. So the first time that you caught our eye was classics in 2021. Hey guys, this is Brittany here in editing. For some reason, I said 2021 classics and I definitely meant to say 2022. So just wanted to correct that. Not only because you had really clean gymnastics, I remember that, but also your confidence. I feel like you are one of the few junior competitors that actually like looked up from the floor, made eye contact. There's literally the part at the end of your floor routine where you're doing your ending pose and you look dead into the camera.
My favorite moment.
Which is like so iconic of you. So I guess, have you always been a confident performer? Did that come naturally to you?
I would say it is natural because when I was little, I started with gymnastics and cheer and stuff. So from there, I think I've always had like a little spunk and I think I just have a lot of fun with my routine and stuff like that. And I remember getting my first optional routine. I was so excited to compete it because around that time, Lori Hernandez was one of the best performers on floor. So I couldn't wait to show off my routine like she showed hers off.
When you were at Classics and you were going into your ending pose and you saw the camera, like, did you know that you were looking right into the camera? Or
I actually had no idea that the camera was right there. My coach is like actually standing next to the camera. So I was kind of looking at my coach more than the camera, but I guess it was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, it was perfect. So, so now having been through one season of elite, what do you say is the biggest takeaway from that first year that you're carrying into your future in elite?
I would definitely say one of the biggest takeaways is that not only am I representing myself but I'm also representing the U.S., like not just my gym, my parents and stuff like that. So no matter how big or small of what I'm doing is being watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more eyes on you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess going off of that, now that you're a senior, do you feel more pressure?
Kind of, because I know I'm going against like the best of the best. But I also, you know, want to put my best foot forward to show that I can be an asset for the U.S.
Yeah. Where do you feel like your biggest strengths are? Like, if you were to make the national team and be given an international assignment, where do you think you could help Team USA best?
Right now, I feel like it's either bars or beam. With my beam upgrades, my difficulty is pretty high. So I think that would really help. And then bars, I feel like I'm really clean for the most part. So I feel like that could help as well.
I don't know if you've heard this before, but your gymnastics reminds me a lot of Shailese Jones.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like it's the same. It's just both so good, so beautiful, so clean. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like textbook gymnastics. Textbook perfection. Yes.
Thank you.
So another big thing that's coming up right now in your life is you're about to be able to start the recruiting process. You're literally, I think as of today, you're 1 week away from being able to talk to college coaches. So mm-hmm. What are you most looking forward to with that? Are you nervous? Are you looking forward to it? What's this next phase of your life going to be like?
I think I'm a little nervous, but I'm kind of excited to like find my future home, but I'm still not sure on like what college I want to go to yet. I'm open to everybody. So that's a little nerve wracking, but also exciting. And then it just depends on if I'm deferring or not at the same time. So I feel like I have a lot to decide on.
Do you have anybody that's been able to give you advice, whether that's coaches, current teammates, even like current college gymnasts, anybody that's been able to give you some advice or some insight onto the recruiting process?
I have a friend, you know, Danae Fletcher from OU. She helps me like figure out all this stuff sometimes, or my coach Becky Doggett. She's Makari's mom. Yeah. So they kind of help me out, you know, deciding on what I should do and what I could do and stuff like that.
Okay. So now I guess thinking about a future college team that you'd want to be a part of, what kinds of boxes does that college need to check? What things are important to you and what are you looking for in a college?
I would say that I can still train for Elite while in college and stuff like that, and that they have a positive environment, and of course that they offer the major I want to study in.
Yeah. What major, do you know what major you want to study at?
As of right now, I want to do business and sports management. So I want to do 5 years in BA and MA.
Okay. You got it all figured out. I love that though, because I feel like it takes a while for some people to figure out what they want to do, especially younger ones. So I love that you automatically know, like, at this point, this is what I want to do. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
So what is going to be your next competition? Obviously, you got Classics and Championships in August. Is that going to be the next competition for you, or do you have anything in between?
So last week, I competed at Parquet's, and a few weeks from now, I'll be competing in the next Parquet's because they have another qualifier.
Okay.
So yeah, I plan on doing that before Classics just so I can get more practice in and complete my upgrades.
Okay. Speaking of upgrades, I guess, are you willing to share anything that you're working on?
Yes, actually, we plan on doing the handspring full 1000% no matter what.
Which is amazing, by the way. I love that you've been posting like progressions, like you get better every couple weeks or whatever, you get a little bit better. And I was looking at one you posted, I don't know how long ago it was now, but the most recent one you posted, it's like flawless.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then also on beam, we're doing 2.5 dismount and then my leg horizontal to switch sweep switch half. And then for bars, we're going to try to do the Stalder full connection so we can get, you know, that upgrade in. And then for vault, I'm going to compete the double full.
Okay, perfect. So now all of these new skills that you're working and maybe hopefully planning to put in, which one was the toughest for you to learn?
Either the Stalder full and bars, because sometimes I go like a little bit early, or my double on vault, because I also tend to twist early on vault. So
yeah. I don't know if you would know this, but on bars, if you connect all of the skills that you're hoping to connect, do you know what your start value would be? That's probably more of a question for your coach, but
well, no, actually, our coach gives us start value sheets just so we know what we would have if we did X, Y, and Z and stuff like that. Okay. But I don't really have it with me right now and I don't memorize it, but
it's fine. You go find the sheet later. You can message us and then we'll say it.
we'll edit it then. Hey guys, it's Brittany here in editing. After we recorded, Khalees sent us her start values. So for bars, if she connects everything, it'll be a 5.8. And then for beam, when everything is connected, it's a 6.3. So we're super, super excited to see those upgrades this season.
So looking ahead then for the rest of this season, what are some of your goals?
Number one, the biggest, to stay healthy. Yes. Two, just to be confident with everything I do. And if possible, it would be great to make national team this year and or an international assignment.
Okay. And then what about long-term goals?
My long-term goals for right now is either it would be make the 2024 Olympic trials at least, because at that point it would still be like a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
And if possible, I would love to make the 2024 team. But if that doesn't work out, I'll still be trying for 2028 no matter what. And then I plan on for college. I'm not sure about that yet because I'm not sure if I want to defer. So I feel like I have a lot of deciding to do after 2024.
It's okay. You got time to figure it out. Well, that's also great too. I feel like nowadays we're seeing so many gymnasts balance both college and elite, like Carrie doing it and Jordan Childs and just so many people doing it. So
it shows you that it's possible to do both.
Yeah. So you have options. Okay. So to finish this up, we have just some like fun, random bonus questions just for fans to get to know you a little bit better. So the first one is, what does a typical day in the life of Khalees Wolford look like?
Okay. So usually I'll get up around 6:30 and then I get ready for practice and I'll eat in the car because we have a half an hour trip to the gym and we'll get there early and I just like stretch and stuff like that. And then at 8:00 we start practice and we run. And then at 12:00, we finish our first practice to go to lunch. And then at 12:30, we go out and stretch. Then for 15 minutes, we just, you know, stretch and stuff like that. We start our second practice at 12:45, and then we end at 2:30. And after that, usually my dad just picks me up. And I'll come home and, like, take a nap or, like, shower and stuff like that, or maybe go to the pool. And then after that, I'll eat dinner and, you know, get ready for bed.
And then do it all over again.
Yeah.
I know obviously it's summer right now, so you're not in school, but are you homeschooled or do you go to public school? Yes,
I'm homeschooled.
Okay. Yeah. Next question. What is your favorite memory from your gymnastics career so far?
I would definitely have to say when I won nationals, when I won bars for nationals, or when I qualified junior league, because those were like the biggest milestones so far of my career.
What about, do you have any hidden talents? Like, do you have any special interests or things that not the average person can do aside from gymnastics? Because I feel like the average person cannot do what you do, period. But aside from that, is there anything else that is kind of like, huh, that's cool that she can do that?
No, not really. I don't really do anything other than, you know, chill and do gymnastics. So
that's fair. Yeah, totally fair. You're a busy girl. This next one, I feel like it's a really polarizing topic. I don't know if you have any opinions on it, but do you believe that pineapple belongs on pizza or not?
Well, I've never tried it, so I guess you can't knock it till you try it. But like from what I think about, no.
And that's I'm fair. With you. I'm that's with fair. You. I'll go either way. Like if there's pineapple on the pizza, I'll eat it. But usually when I order, I order it without. But some people are like so passionate about that. Like they wholeheartedly believe that it either does or does not belong on pizza.
Yeah.
Pineapple is just, I don't like it in general. And then if you put it on pizza, it's like, it's just a weird combination. But yeah, fruit, cheese, sauce. Yeah. Just not my favorite, at least. Yeah. Last one, do you have any fun summer plans? Obviously you're training, you got competitions ahead of you, but anything fun planned with your family or friends?
So I turned 16 this year, of course, and championships would land like right on my birthday, but after that we would want to like go on a cruise or something fun with my friends just for my 16th birthday, and then I'm excited to learn how to drive and stuff like that to get my license. So
well, that's exciting that your birthday is going to be like the, is it on the actual day of one of the competitions at championships or is it just like,
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So once you get the competition out of the way, then you can go and have fun and celebrate. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for doing this. We are such big fans of you. I think that no matter what your future holds, I know it's going to be bright. You are so talented and just excited to see what you do.
Thank you guys for having me.
Before we get into our question of the day, we real quickly want to say thank you to Khalees for coming to chat with us. We can't wait to cheer you on, not only the rest of this season, but beyond. We think that you have such a bright future ahead, and we also can't wait to see where you end up deciding to go for college. We are eagerly awaiting to hear your decision, and of course, we're wishing you the best of luck as you navigate that recruiting process. Okay, so moving on to our question of the week, which if you missed last week's episode, we announced that we're doing this new segment, question of the week. Sometimes I accidentally call it question of the day, and then I had to go back and fix it because I messed it up. But
AKA, that's what just happened.
We already recorded this, and now we're re-recording it. To be clear, I'm not feeling the best right now, so I feel like my brain is not all the way there. I also might sound a little bit stuffy, so I apologize. I'm making a lot of mistakes this morning.
She may or may not have a cold. We do believe that it's not COVID, though, because she tested negative, so.
Yes, but not feeling the greatest, so I apologize if I sound bad in this or if I make a mistake or sound stupid. Bear with me. Anyways, the question of the week we actually got from a couple of different people in different variations of the same question, and it was, is Gabby Douglas coming back and is Simone coming back? And
I think, which is the question, right? That's what we all want to know. And I think the answer is we don't officially know because neither of them have said anything, but we do have very, very high suspicions.
Yeah, so I think with both of them, we have proof that they are in the gym training. For Gabby, we've seen in the very beginning, there were some photos from like someone in the gym that took photos of her. And it
I
was
forget
like,
who. Someone at WOGA posted like a video of them doing something on Beam. I honestly don't remember who it was, but Gabby was in the background.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, she's definitely in the gym training for something. And then since then, you know, I've talked to people that have either been in the gym to do interviews with other athletes and seen Gabby training, or one of my coworkers reached out to Valeria Liukin, and we know she's in the gym. We don't know.
Valeria didn't deny the fact that Gabby was in the gym.
Yes. So we know she's training. We don't really know what for because she hasn't said, and that's definitely something that she has the right to share with people, not have other people share on her behalf. Mm-hmm. So,
but it is, like you said, there has been like pictures of her standing on a beam at WOGA wearing a leotard. Like, we know that she's in the gym for something. We just don't know what.
So here's my theory before we get into Simone. My theory on Gabby is a little bit different than what I think Simone is doing. And to be clear, I don't have any insider information on this. This is just my opinion. This is just what I theorize is happening. But I don't know that this is happening. This is just my opinion. But I think Gabby is training for that pro gymnastics league mm-hmm. that we don't really know a whole lot about.
We literally know nothing. We don't know like when it is, where it is. We just know that there's a pro gymnastics league. They recently put out a website, which again, didn't really have too much information. We know some athletes, especially college athletes that like just recently retired, like Abby Renner, we talked to her. She said they reached out to her for it, which I, granted, I don't know if she's doing it. I don't believe she is.
No, but she's not.
I think they've reached out to, yeah, I don't know why I said that because we know that she has a job.
And we also know that she's not
I also
doing
think
that.
She would have told me if she was. So.
But Alexia Birch is another former Utah gymnast that we've seen on TikTok who's definitely training for something.
And at first I was like, weird. Like, you know, I know sometimes people retire and they go in the gym and kind of just play around and like see what they can do. But she seems to consistently be like training for something. So my theory is that, yeah, she's going for that pro gymnastics league.
Because it's not like there's like some tour or some other like gymnastics event coming up that people could be training for. It's like you're either making an elite comeback or you're training for this pro gymnastics league. I feel like there's like no in between right now.
Right.
So who knows? But I just have a feeling, I have a suspicion that that's what Gabby's doing. And then Simone.
Well, because I want to say for Gabby, I feel like she, we believe, recently got back into the gym. I don't think that she's been there for like over a year or anything like that. So I think for her to try and make an elite comeback this close to the games, I don't know. I'm not saying she wouldn't be successful. I just think it would be more challenging. Whereas a pro gymnastics league,
League. I feel like that's going to be a little bit, the training and preparation for that is going to look different than training for the Olympics or the elite level in general. So yeah. I think that's why we're leaning more that way for her, is I feel like given the time frames, I think the a pro gymnastics league would make sense.
I really just want to know more about it though. It's hard to even make a prediction when you don't even really know what it is that you're talking about. Like right. We know it's like a series of competitions, we think, with pro athletes, but like what actually is it? How often do you have to compete? Do you have to compete all four events? Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think it sounds like it would be much different than the expectations and the demands of, you know, training for another Olympic Games.
Or even just the elite level. Like, even yeah. if she wasn't trying to go for the Olympics and she just wanted to, you know, make an elite comeback and like end things, you know, on her terms and, you know, how she wants to go out. I still think that the preparation mentally and physically is going to be different for that. And again, we're not saying that that's like what she's doing. Like we literally know nothing. This is just our opinions. Mm-hmm. We think that she's going to go down that pro gymnastics league route.
But Simone, on the other hand, I think is most definitely training for Paris 2024. And she, again, has not said that herself, but she also hasn't said that she's not.
True.
And it started out as just having like photos and videos from her teammates. There's been, was it Amari Drayton, I think, that posted? Yeah,
Amari Drayton on TikTok, actually at the beginning of this month, so June, she posted a TikTok, like a little like vlog of her in the gym training. And she just was like to somebody standing next to her, like, hey, do you want to be in it? And the person was like, yeah. And then she turns the camera on, it's Simone, and she's wearing a leotard. And she's standing in the middle of the gym. She's not, you know, like, it's not like she just walked in off the street.
Well, and the French national team was there, I think, maybe about, like, a month and a half ago. And they took, like, a team photo with the elites. And Simone was there, and she was wearing a leotard. And I think in the beginning, people were thinking maybe it was, like, a commercial of some sort or
a photo shoot.
Yeah, something. But there's been too many, because also Zoe Miller, I think, was on, and she used to do this before the Tokyo Olympics. She would, like, hack Simone's phone and, like, take over her Snapchat.
But it's like, why is Simone's phone in the gym?
And she's done that recently. Like, she did that. Like, oh, and Simone is, like, yeah, in the gym wearing a leotard. So it's,
and then
like,
there was the day where they were doing, like, the pit cleaning at WCC, and people were, like, super sleuthing and zooming in, and, like, who is this person? It looks like Simone. Is it Simone? Like, we
but we actually have more. So that was kind of how the speculation started, but we definitely have more concrete answers now, because Tiana actually did a press call with the media 2 weeks ago now, I think. I don't remember. But she basically said that Simone has been in the gym, and then Alicia Sacramone's husband
went on a podcast and announced it. Like,
he's like, I don't know if this is public or not. Well, if you're not sure if it's public or not, you probably shouldn't be saying anything.
Right. So that, like, he was definitely wrong for that. And then people online were saying that, like, Alicia should be fired, or, like, you know, she needs to, like, address this in some way. And, like, granted, I do think it needs to be addressed internally. Like, that needs to not happen ever again. Like,
right, because that's a pretty big mess up.
Right. He was 100% in the wrong for doing that. I don't think anyone's arguing that. But I don't think Alicia should have to take the fall. Like, to me, it goes back to this, like, mindset that women are responsible for their husbands in some way, and the words that come out of their mouth, whether it's something ignorant they're saying or something that was wrong they shouldn't have done, whatever it may be, that the woman has to take the fall for it. Like, why should she lose her job because her husband took something that was said in confidence? Like, you know, let's not act like we don't come home from long days of work and talk about things that are either frustrating us or exciting things that are happening.
Simone is big news. So if Simone Biles tells you that she's coming back, you know,
it's unrealistic to expect Alicia to not tell her husband
to go
that.
Home and what be the, like, hey, look, we found out today Simone's coming back.
So that's fine. The issue is that her husband should have kept that private. There's a difference between saying something to someone knowing the intention is that you're going to publicly talk about it versus just saying something in confidence in a private conversation with a husband, wife,
right,
someone
totally.
That you're close with.
Like, here's a perfect example of it. Me working at Inside Gymnastics, sometimes I'm privy to information that maybe the public doesn't know.
At least not like yet.
Right. And I tell Brittany. I tell Brittany immediately. But Brittany
doesn't. But I don't go on the podcast and then be like, guess what I heard? Like, right. That would be so wrong. And this is the same situation.
Because you know what information is public and what is not, and what's okay to say and what's not. You know what's just me talking to you about something and what is something that we can get together and talk about on the podcast.
Right. There is a big difference. I feel like her husband should know that difference.
The only thing that I will say, and I don't know these details, but I think if Alicia signed something, which I don't know, like, the details of her employment with USA Gymnastics. Like her
contract, whatever.
Because, like, there's certain jobs, like, for example, a therapist or a counselor of some sort, where, like, you do sign things that say that you won't share your client's information with other people.
You can't verify that you're seeing a certain client. Like, someone could call up and be like, have you talked to so-and-so? And you couldn't even verify that that person has been in the office. Like, you cannot act like you know that person at all. But that's also, like, therapy and, like, mental health information, medical information.
Right. I don't know if she would have had to sign something like that with her position at USA Gymnastics.
I feel like it's kind of just common sense. Like, you just don't do that. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Like, I could see, though, I'm just saying, like, playing devil's advocate, that would be the only instance where I could see Alicia kind of getting in trouble for this, is if she signed something saying that she wouldn't talk about it, and then she did, and then her husband went and made it public, and yada yada.
Right. So I guess that was a side tangent, but that was a conversation. We're trying to also, by doing these questions of the day, incorporate things that are going on in the gymnastics community and conversations that are happening. We want to weigh in on those things so you guys know, like, how we feel about it, because I feel like lately we've been kind of like, we just interview people and, like, that's the end of it. Like, we don't ever, like, talk or, like,
and
tell you
funny
things.
Enough, and maybe we've said this before, but we've made the observation, Brittany and I, that we get really good views on all our podcasts, but for some reason the ones where we're talking,
they do, like, just slightly better, and I'm like, dang it, people don't want to talk.
Right. Like, me and Brittany love interviewing. We don't like sitting here. I shouldn't say we don't like, because we do, but it's sometimes more difficult for us to sit here and talk because we nitpick ourselves and things like that.
And also, I feel like with you working for Inside Gymnastics, and I think we've said this at some point in the past, I think with you working for Inside Gymnastics, we have to be very careful what we say.
Yeah.
Because you are associated with another gymnastics media outlet. So we have to be careful that we're not sharing information.
Burning bridges
or saying things that are inappropriate or even too opinionated. You know what I mean? Even as far as giving our opinions, some things are okay, but I also think some things, like, we have an opinion on, but we might not be able to share it because I don't want it to, like, reflect poorly, particularly on Ashley. I mean, for me, I mean, my job is not in media, so I'm like, whatever, but you know what I mean? Like, we're a package deal in that sense, so I have to be careful even what I say, so.
Right.
Anyways.
I think Brady Quinn should take a page from your book.
Right. That's the moral of the story. But anyways, I think with that being said, we do have pretty much confirmation at this point that Simone is training. We don't know if it's for the Olympics. We don't know what it's for. I believe that it's for more than just a commercial, though, like we maybe initially thought.
Yes. And another thing, too, that I'll add is that I've been in touch with Simone's agent for probably about a year now.
I feel like it's been over a year.
Yeah, because we were trying to work something out, and, you know, she's been kind of updating me, I guess, and the answer really hasn't changed too much. It was just, you know, Simone's getting married, so she's focused on, you know, her personal life, mm-hmm. and then she's still taking time to decide what she wants to do, and they're giving her that space to do that. Like, they're not putting pressure on her to, like, say something to the media or do really anything before she's ready.
Which is good.
So I think that, truthfully, again, this is no insider information. This is just my opinion. I'm feeling the vibes. I think Simone is going to wait until the Olympic year, 2024, and then she's going to either make an announcement, I don't know how or where, or she's just going to show up to a competition.
I think she'll make an announcement, but she'll do something big. Like, I don't think she's going to just, like, post an Instagram reel and be like, I'm coming back. I think she's going to go to, like, the Today Show or,
she,
like,
should go on the podcast that Brady Quinn went on.
I don't even know what podcast that was. I think it was like a football podcast. Honestly, I don't know, though. But I could see her doing something big to announce it. And I agree with you. I think that if she's coming back, she's going to do it the year of the Olympics. Because the second she announces that she is coming back, media swarm.
Yeah.
Intense pressure. It's all immediately like that back.
And it was like that in the lead up to Tokyo, but I feel like it's going to be 10 times more intense just with how things went in Tokyo. And
totally.
Yeah, I think it's going to be even more pressure, even more media hype surrounding her leading up to Paris.
Which does come with being at the elite level. It comes with being Simone Biles and, you know, the greatest gymnast of all time. I think that's a pressure that she is used to dealing with. But I also think that we can be human and acknowledge that even just the pressure that we put on as media, as fans, like, it is a lot. Like, I went back and recently listened to some of our pre-Olympic episodes, and I am like, wow, we were so confident
that she was going to like bring home all the golds, minus Bars.
I would have bet a lot of money on it.
Right. And so imagine, and then you go back and you listen to broadcast and you hear what Tim and Nastia are saying. Like, everybody was so, so confident.
And then suddenly during the team final, the narrative switches because it's pre-recorded and they suddenly are talking about the pressure and like how it's too much
and like mental health and all that. But they weren't like, they were the ones putting that pressure on along with all of us. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I wasn't. I mean, granted, Simone's not listening to my podcast, at least I don't think. But like, in some way, I think we've all, as fans or as media, we contribute to it. And it's totally fine. Like, we are allowed to do that. We're fans. We are media. We want to know things. We have opinions. We have predictions. Like, I think that is all fine and normal and expected. It's up to the athlete to manage that pressure. But I'm just acknowledging that it can be a lot. And I think especially, like you said, with what happened at the Olympics, I think it's going to be even more intense when and if she comes back. So I think for her own sanity, she's playing in the gym. She's seeing how she feels about it. That way she doesn't have to like fully commit to anything. And when she's ready to officially take that step and she feels like she's physically and mentally in a place to be able to handle that pressure again, that's when she'll make that announcement.
So to answer the question, when are they coming back, both Gabby and Simone? We don't know. We do know that they are in the gym training for something.
And we do believe that in some capacity, they will both be back. I think we will see both of them doing gymnastics at some point in the future.
Just when remains to be seen. So stay tuned. And of course, like, it'll be all over social media. Like, you don't even have to be following us to stay up with the news.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a phone and you are in any way connected with the gymnastics world, the second something is announced, you will know.
It'll be on Twitter and Reddit, if the gymnastics sub on Reddit even exists anymore.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, it'll circulate on social media within like 10 seconds. So,
but that's something that, as with the rest of the world, sorry.
I thought that was a dog barking. No. It literally sounded like a dog in the distance barking.
It's me hitting the little metal piece that's holding the mic to the desk.
You guys, how do you like the mics? Can you let us know? Somebody please message us and say, like, does this sound okay? Because I think it sounds good.
Whole new setup. Like, we got the...
We're, like, legit now. Like, we have, like, a professional, like... We got the whole setup.
I think it's funny to say that we're legit now. We've been doing this for 3 years.
We're like, we finally decided to... We had a mic before, but it was a different type of setup that I think didn't... It sufficed. It did the job. But I think that we wanted to, you know, officially
level up. Well, and also it's thanks to our Patreon supporters, because in the past we've had to, like, make it work with the money that we have, but because we have so many incredible Patreon supporters, which Brittany will get into in a second in the outro, we have been able to invest that money into an actual legit setup for both of us.
Yes.
That hopefully you guys can tell in the quality of the sound is much better. So let us know what you think. Truthfully, we want to know if you guys like it, if you notice a difference.
If you have any suggestions, like if it sounds too loud still or too quiet. Because I think that was the issue. It's sometimes people would tell us that, like, depending on the mic that we were using or, like, where we were sitting.
Or, like,
it would be too loud, or sometimes it would be too quiet. But I feel like this will be more consistent, hopefully.
Or, like, it'll work. It sounds good when you're listening just on your phone and you're doing whatever around your house. But then if you get in your car, you have to have it like cranked all the way. And
like I said, I was listening to some of our old, like leading up to 2021 Olympics, that whole like era. I was listening to some of our old episodes and I was in the car listening to it. And it was like, you know, I'm like listening at like a normal pace and it's like, you know, it's good. And then the outro kicks in and it's like, boom, 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 boom. It's like super loud. And I'm like,
blow your eardrums out.
It was like a jump scare. So let us know how this is. I think it's good. That's my assessment, but we would love your feedback as well.
And again, just to remind you, if you have a question that you want us to answer on the show next week or in an upcoming episode, click that link in the show notes and send your questions in. They're completely anonymous. So, mm-hmm. You know, you can ask whatever without feeling like weird about asking a question.
And I like doing this because it feels kind of like quick and to the point. Like, sometimes we have a tendency to ramble, kind of like we're doing right now.
Yeah, I think my intention with this was to make it like 5 minutes or less, and then somehow we always ended up talking for like 20 minutes or more.
It's fine, because we pair it with an interview, and sometimes the interviews are like a half hour, but like Khaleesi's wasn't super, super long, so I feel like it works. Yes. We could talk for a little bit, but I miss talking to you guys. I miss like answering questions, sharing opinions to some extent, and just connecting with you guys in that way. So
if you have a question, click the link below, send it in, and you might hear your question asked in an upcoming episode of the show.
that does it for this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Of course, we want to say thank you again to Khalees for joining us on the show. And as always, we have to thank our gold level Patreon supporters. So a big thank you to Megan W, Katie C, Tyler S, Casey, MSU, Kimberly G, Robert H, Randy B, Amy M, Emily B, Kathleen R, Lucy S, Becca S, Blake B, Cookie Master, Faith M, Kristen R, Lori S, Sabrina M, Amy C, Erica S, Milan W, M, Derek H, Abby M, Martin, and Jasmine C. You guys, sometimes I have to take a break, and of course I edit it so you can't tell, but like, it is such a mouthful to read all of those names. And for that, we thank you, because that means that you are a gold level Patreon supporter. You're supporting us at the highest tier level, and we appreciate you so much. You guys make this podcast what it is. Thank you for this mic setup.
We love you.
Seriously, you guys are the best.
Thank you for making Brittany winded every single week.
Yes. There's no other group of people whose names I would rather be winded by reading.
Next week, we'll be back with another episode. We're not gonna necessarily say what it is right here, right now.
Because I think that it's still, we're unsure. We have an interview that's in the works. We're actually talking to that person on Friday. So we're either gonna quickly edit it and get it up on Monday, or we're gonna do a Q&A episode. So taking again some of the questions, because we have a bunch that we got from like several months ago. So I feel like we need to like answer some of those questions. And of course, keep sending them. But so we're either gonna do a Q&A episode, or we're gonna do the interview next week. It just depends.
We're not entirely sure.
The following week, we might not post an episode because me and Ashley are...
We're going somewhere to film something,
but it's a
secret.
With
someone who's announcing something. You're welcome for all these details. And we cannot say anything else about it, but we
and we are not going to be even posting on our personal social media. So for those of you that follow us on our personal, we're not even going to post on there. Nobody is going to know where we're at.
Top secret.
But stay tuned, because something big is coming.
And it's not an All Things Gymnastics project, but your All Things Gym Pod girlies are...
We got you.
...playing a big part in this happening, so... Stay tuned. I love how, like, we didn't give any
information. Brady Quinn, that's how you share information.
Brady
you tease
Quinn
it
could
get
never.
Hype. Brady Quinn could never. You got to get people hype. You got to get people, like, thinking, like, because now people are going to listen to that, and they're going to be like, what are they doing?
Where do you think we're going? What do you think we're doing? Who do you think we're talking to? What do you think it's for? What do you think it's about? Let us know, guys.
Actually, you should. You should give us your predictions of what you think we're doing. And I'm also just saying again, for those of you who follow us on our personal stuff, we are not posting anything, so you will not get any hints.
You are not tracking our flights.
We love you guys, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.